From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New developments in the ill-fated Carnival cruise liner. Today, the Coast Guard says the engine room fire that knocked out power to the vessel was caused by a leak in the fuel oil return line. Thousands of people on board the Carnival Triumph were stuck on board without electricity or working toilets. The ship eventually was towed to Mobile, Alabama. The European Union has decided to keep sanctions in place against Syria for another 3 months. But as the BBC's Jim Muir tells us from Cairo, the arms embargo will be changed to allow more non-lethal support to get through.
The decision reached by the European foreign ministers was a compromise. Britain, Italy, and some other nations wanted to lift the embargo on arms to the rebels so that the regime's demise could be hastened. But Germany and others believe that more arms would just mean more death and destruction. Decisions have to be made by consensus, so the outcome was that the way will be opened for more non-lethal aid to the opposition and technical support to help protect civilians, though what exactly that means wasn't spelled out.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Cairo. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez made a surprise return to his homeland today, overjoying his followers after his two-month recuperation from cancer surgery in Cuba. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports that the opposition asked for more clarity about Chavez's health problems.
The crowd celebrated in Caracas's Bolivar Plaza after Chavez arrived in Venezuela at 2:30 in the morning. The president was quickly taken to a military hospital. Opponents, though, said his reappearance did little to clear up questions about his condition. The government has yet to say what kind of cancer Chavez has or what the prognosis is. The country only knows he's been battling it for 19 months and has undergone 4 surgeries in Havana. Now that Chavez is back, he can be sworn in as president. Last month, he missed his own inauguration because of his condition. The Supreme Court ruled that was okay, but Chavez's adversaries said his absence violated the Constitution. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius is expected to return to court in Johannesburg tomorrow to answer the charge of murdering his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. He has not yet entered a plea in this case. Meanwhile, there will be a private funeral for his 29-year-old alleged victim who was found shot to death on Valentine's Day. The athlete's stunning downfall comes months after he made history at the London Games as the first double amputee track athlete to compete in the Olympics. Republican Senator Mike Johanns will not seek re-election next year. The lawmaker from Nebraska made the announcement today that he wants to retire and spend more time with his family. This is NPR News. Fans are remembering country star Mindy McCready, who died yesterday at the age of 37. Authorities say the singer apparently shot herself at her Arkansas home. An autopsy is planned. McCready won over fans with songs such as Guys Do It All the Time and 10,000 Angels. McCready was known just as much for her publicized struggles, including substance abuse, legal disputes, and 3 previous suicide attempts. McCready is survived by her 2 young sons. It was a new story that shook up last year's presidential race, that secret recording of Mitt Romney talking with big donors. NPR's Jim Howard reports now the journalist who first reported it is winning a top award.
Mother Jones's Washington bureau chief David Korn is winning this year's George Polk Award for political reporting for his story of the surreptitious recording of Governor Romney telling supporters in a closed-door event that 47% of Americans see themselves as victims.
There are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled.
Polk Awards are also going to journalists from other news organizations, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, Bloomberg News, McClatchy Newspapers, and Frontline, among others. Long Island University will present the awards in April. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
Jerry Buss, who led the Los Angeles Lakers to stardom with 10 championships of the NBA, has died at the age of 80. Team's website posted a statement on behalf of the owner's family saying Buss passed away this morning. This is NPR.